stop interrupting me.
More than 400 people filled the Adams County Community Center meeting room and spilled into the hallway to testify before DNR staff on the proposed Milk Source Holdings development.
What I recommend you do... I would make that comment.
Bob Clark owns property on Pleasant Lake in Washera County, less than 4 miles from the Richfield Dairy site.
Pleasant Lake, for many people, they've been going there for generations. It is an area that is very quiet, very pristine, beautiful water, one of the finest waters in the state.
Clark says he's concerned about manure runoff.
Greatest fears, frankly, is drinking water and the quality of the water around us. This is an area that the DNR's own study says that 24% of the area wells are already exceeding the standards for nitrates. Already. And that's before we apply all this additional manure.
But Jim Ostrom, co-owner of Milk Source Holdings, says the manure would be an improvement over the chemical fertilizers currently used on the land.
The lakes are going to be clean and as pristine as they are today. It is paramount to our success that we treat that manure with respect, and we will, and we do. But it is a fabulous replacement for chemical fertilizer. It's a low-carbon footprint kind of fertilizer.
And Ostrom says the farm would be an economic boost for Adams County.
With a $35 million investment to the area, this particular county is in need of that reinvestment. It's one of the poorest counties economically in the state, and we're looking forward to moving forward.
The proposed Richfield Dairy Farm would create 40 new jobs and provide a feed market for local farmers. In Adams, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.